is impossible at law to proclaim an election date before nomination is closed, because that is the effect of disenfranchising those people who will be registered after the nomination date, and that would be unfair. Secondly, President Mugabe is no longer allowed by this constitution to make electoral law. Electoral law is defined as the law that has been made by Parliament. But the president tried to make electoral law by decree, and that's what made SADC frown at Zimbabwe and ordered Zimbabwe to go and seek an extension. This is what we must follow, because the president himself agreed with SADC that they were going to seek an extension. But we see some dilatory tactics on behalf of the Minister of Justice.
Mr. Masimire Mba, please give me your view on what Mr. Manzoro has just said.
First of all, His Excellency the President acted constitutionally. He complied with an order of our Constitutional Court that elections must be held on or before 31st July. And when you look at the constitutional timeline, he has done everything possible, practical, to ensure that sufficient voter registration time is given, and also that the 14 days from the date of proclamation to nomination court is availed, and then 30 days from nomination court to election is availed. So he has acted constitutionally. He has complied with the constitutional order. The problem with SADC, I can tell you now, and they are about to set a very dangerous precedent, that where they've been called to facilitate and not to dictate, they are telling the people of Zimbabwe that, yes, take note of your constitutional court decision, but what they did is wrong. There is no sufficient time. They want to be the court. They want to be the executive. They want to be our legislature. And that is totally wrong.
But does this application defy the principles, including President Mugabe himself?
What Minister Chinamasa has done, he has gone back to, out of respect, gone back to the Constitutional Court and said, His Excellency the President has obeyed your order. He has complied with your order. He has no issues with your order. But SADC and Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Mube have issues with your order. Can you make the extension to satisfy, their ego? That's basically what he has done. And now the MDCs are crying foul that no. The application must be made by the president, because they realize that SADC cannot go to our court.
Mr. Monzoro, is this application by Mr. Chinamasa a move to appease SADC and MDC, as we're hearing?
Well, the application by Chinamasa is an agreement, is as a result of an agreement between SADC, President Mugabe, and the Prime Minister Tsvangirai and Professor Mube at SADC. President Mugabe agreed that there was not sufficient time for the people of Zimbabwe to have the necessary reforms which have a bearing on the freeness and the fairness of elections. The most important thing is that the elections must be free and fair. But what is important is that Minister Chinamasa has not done this application well. You are supposed to make an application on behalf of the totality of the inclusive government. But what he has done when he went to court was to denigrate Prime Minister Tsvangirai, to denigrate Professor Mube, and try to present himself and President Mugabe as being in the right. Minister Chinamasa and the lawyers in ZANU-PF know that they misled President Mugabe into believing that, firstly, he could proclaim an election date before closing of voter registration. It was wrong at law, because that's not allowed. Number two, they misled President Mugabe into believing that he could make electoral law by decree, by running away from Parliament.
Mr. Masimire Mba, your response?
There is nothing wrong with what His Excellency did, and for that reason, he cannot go to the Constitutional Court to seek an extension. It is SADC and the MDC formation who are desirous of an extension. The fact that the president used the presidential powers to amend the Electoral Act, there is nothing wrong, because those presidential powers are part of our law. And in any event, the decision of the Constitutional Court was based on the then existing constitution, the Lancaster House Constitution, as amended. And the presidential powers are still part of our law. And it was very clear that if the president had not done so, the MDC formations were bent on frustrating the passage of the electoral law amendment because they did not want to go for elections.
Mr. Monzora, your response here.
There are two important things in this judgment that ZANU-PF and people like Mr. Masimi Rembwa are not looking at. The Constitutional Court, led by Chijausik, said two important things. Number one, that Zimbabwe must never be allowed to breach its constitutional provision. Then number two, that the Prime Minister and Professor Ncube must help President Mugabe to make sure that there is return to the rule of law.
Mr. Masimi Rembwa, your last word.
The people of Zimbabwe must now go for elections to choose a government that will stop all this quarreling, these different interpretations that are being made to the law.